The Bangladesh capital of Dhaka was bustling today after authorities relaxed a curfew imposed after university students clashed with the military earlier this week. Paul Anthem has the latest.
The curfew, which shut down public transport, schools, banks, clinics and pharmacies, was imposed in Dhaka and five other cities on Wednesday after student-led protests against the presence of troops on the Dhaka University campus turned violent and spread across the country. One man was killed and nearly 300 injured in clashes with security forces in Dhaka and other cities before the curfew was declared. Activists threw stones and smashed vehicles with sticks in Maliba district in Dhaka, and similarly brief curfew-breaking attempts occurred in several other cities on Friday. The capital may be returning to normal, but it may only be a brief lull. Political analysts say if the protests continue, they could pose a serious challenge to the interim government, which has restricted political activities and launched a major anti-corruption drive. The interim government scrapped elections scheduled for January this year and is working to create a climate for free and fair polls by the end of next year. All universities and colleges in the six cities under curfew, including the 40,000-student Dhaka University, have been closed indefinitely. Meanwhile, the government apologised on Saturday after journalists complained of military harassment during curfew hours. Several journalist organisations and trade unions said at least 20 reporters and photographers were harassed by troops during curfew hours, despite identifying themselves as journalists. Shakawat Lita of the Bangladesh Daily Star confirmed reporters were being harassed.
The law enforcers arrested at least 12 journalists, accusing them of violating the curfew. Though the journalists showed their identity card, later they released them from the police custody. It's difficult for a journalist to work at this moment.
I'm Paul Anthem.